Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
But I don't want another moment to pass on this show without remarking that today is the day that we enter into year 14 of the Dana and Parks program. It was 13 years ago this afternoon that she joined the program, and it has been the craziest, wildest, funnest, weirdest 13 years of my life.
Well, let me tell you, Sam, I walked in today. I was vaguely aware this was my employment anniversary. A couple of interesting things about year 13 for me. Today marks the first day that I will have been in radio longer than I was in television down the street.
Wow.
And that is it's just a bizarre, shocking, fun, I don't even know what to call it, milestone. Because I was at Channel 5 so long.
I feel that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Been here longer today.
I've been here longer.
And thrilled every second of it.
Well,
and,
not every second, but most.
Most of the seconds. We'll get to that.
You've been here.
But I look back and I marvel at it, Scott, because you did change my life. I quit a job that I loved down the street during probably not the smoothest time in my life. And finally, after about a year, you and I talked about it, or two, I finally said, okay, I'll quit my job and come. I always call it the dumbest, best career decision anyone could have ever made.
It took some convincing.
It made no sense at the time, and here we are all these years later. And so, Sam, you're going to love this. I went back into our office, which is where we store all kinds of things, really.
It's really a storage locker.
It's a Petri dish. What else is it?
A storage locker.
It's got a lot of stuff in it from Scott's life, from Dana's life, from our combined choices throughout our lives. And it was very sweet when I came into work today. He got me a card. And it says Mazel Tov on the front. Just going to read it.
Well.
Made me cry.
And what did it say inside?
Inside it says the best of times deserve the best of wishes. And he writes in that beautiful penmanship, happy anniversary, who would have thought? Love you, Scott. And I will keep that on my desk. It is very meaningful, Scott. You know how much I love you.
And the only reason I got you a Mazel Tov card is there's no happy 13th work anniversary cards at the store.
It's a little obscure, right?
Mazel Tov works, though.
Yeah.
I go back to the office and I'm clearing stuff out just because it's time, not because anyone's leaving. It's just a mess back there and I had some extra time. And I come across another card I have it here, Sam. It's got a dragonfly on the front of it.
Okay.
Nondescript.
I remember buying that card.
And I open it. It is not dated, but if I had to guess, this was 10 years ago.
And there's no pre-script writing in there. It's just a blank card.
It is blank. In very, very tiny letters, it says, in many cultures, the dragonfly symbolizes change, renewal, and new beginnings. And all those years ago, Scott writes, and I quote, Dana, I searched the card rack for the I'm sorry for being a beep card. They didn't have any. So I'm sorry for being a beep. Scott.
Nice.
I don't even remember why I did.
But it is one of the funniest cards, and I had forgotten about it. And I'm back there clearing stuff out just because, my God, I cleared out two boxes of crap. Just stuff that needed to be thrown out.
Shall we take a trip down memory lane?
No.
Are you ready to go radioactive?
And I thought it was a joke.
Oh, no, let's not.
We looked it up. It's true. To fard, F-A-R-D, means to apply cosmetics to one's face.
If you fart while you fart, you enter a wormhole.
Seriously?
Radioactive with Dana and Parks.
Weekdays from 2 to 6.
Radioactive.
That was the original name of the show for about 1 month.
There were several times in that first year, speaking of that back office, there were several times that first year I would just go back there and start crying and screaming, what are we doing? I would literally say, and some people listening right now would probably scream, we still ask what you're doing. But in that first year, I said, what the blank have I done, or what the blank are we doing, or what are we supposed to? I said that more times that first year.
Now, Sam, I don't know if I've told you this story before. Maybe I have.
I left my career, and now I can't go back, and I think I want to quit.
In that first year, and I kid you not, we would be on the air and, you know, doing the show, and I heard this 6 times, and I'm going to use sound effects, too, as I throw off my headphones. That's it. I quit. 6 times
and Scott,
I heard that.
Sam, Scott would say, you can't quit. You just left behind a 20-year career, and they are not going to take you back.
No.
You're trapped.
And I would race out of the... This was always right at a commercial break. And she would look at me in just pure disgust, throw her headphones off, and look me dead in the eye, and she goes, that's it. I quit. And she would go storming out the door. Like a little puppy, I would go chasing after her. Going, don't quit. You can't quit. You can't go back.
Give it another couple months.
And I would say to her every time, trust me, I know what I'm doing. No, I can't do it anymore. You're driving me nuts. Blah, blah, blah. And she goes storming down the hallway. And I go, no, don't leave. You can't go back.
And nothing has changed.
Well,
there was one day, Sam, and this is so many years ago and so many bosses ago, that we got called in because I legitimately did not know what our purpose was here. It took us a while to find our legs.
Is this the Ford commercial controversy?
No, but that was funny too.
Oh, wait, what?
Our boss calls us in the office, Sam, and you've known me long enough to know how this conversation started and then how it ended.
You were shaking in your boots.
We got called in and sat down, and he said, you know, I've been listening. And I feel like, he's like, let me put it this way. In every show and in every relationship, someone needs to drive. And he said, Dana, you know, you've had a very successful career doing other things, and you are used to driving. And there's this pause. And at this point, my arms are now folded across my body. He says, someone has to drive because you guys are talking over each other. And when do we go to break and how do we come back? And we're fumbling around. I said, like a couple of teenagers in the dark. We don't know what we're doing. And he said, so somebody has to drive. So Scott, you are going to drive. And Dana, and I think at that point I walked out.
Well, at that point I'm like, oh God, oh God.
The door slammed.
So then we come in to do that show that day. And I don't even turn my mic on. I just sit back like this, Sam.
I remember that.
And my arms are folded. And Scott is like, okay, 5-7-6-7-7-9-8. And Dana, what do you think? And I just looked at him and I go, I don't have any thoughts.
You said something
I'm not
else.
I go, why would I have any? No. I'm not. Oh, my God. Sam, no. It was a disaster.
I remember the quote. You said, I don't have any thoughts. I'm just the passenger.
Nice.
And I'm like, okay.
All right, the trip down memory lane is not over.
Oh, no.
Hey, Kansas City, coming up on Monday at 2 o'clock. Oh, no. She's got some shit to say.
Oh, no. so bad.
Terrible.
Please, can we not?
Oh, sorry. Unnatural.
No.
Coming up on Monday, it's Radioactive with me, Dana Wright.
That was me not talking.
That's Scott Parks.
Are you speeding me up, or have I not hit puberty yet?
No, Scott, you have so much hair.
Sounded really young and looked a lot younger.
You know, I have two very quick stories to tell. And by the way, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
We have watched ourselves get older. We watched our kids grow up.
Oh, yeah. We've watched each other divorce a lot.
Gonna have to get a second hand here soon.
But I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again because I think it's so valuable as a story. I remember when Mike Shannon retired, and they kept flying in angry white guy after angry white guy to be his replacement. And one thing I had done, and I was smart about this, smartest thing I ever did in my career, is I knew Mike was going to retire, and I had a veto clause placed into my contract. That I could veto anybody they brought in. And so here comes angry white guy from New Jersey. Here comes angry white guy from Alabama. I mean, it's just one after the other. And finally, our boss at the time downstairs sent up a message and said, because I had gone down after the first segment with this one guy from New Jersey. And I walked into his office. He's got the show blaring on his speakers in the office. And he looks over at me, gives me two thumbs up, and he goes, "Oh, it's rocking." And I walked over to his desk. I slammed my hand down, and I go, "Veto." And he goes, "My office, 6 o'clock. I thought, I'm done. He's going to fire me. So at 6 o'clock at night, I finish 4 hours with this maniac of maniacs. I go down to his office at 6 o'clock.
I had no idea what was coming.
I walked in, and I go, and I sit down in front of his desk. And he says, "We have flown 5 people into town. We've put them up in a hotel. We've paid for their airfare and their meals. This is costing us a fortune. And every single time, all you do is say, 'Veto, veto.'" He goes, "What do you want?" And I said, "I want Dana Wright at Channel 5. He goes, "The morning news anchor gal?" And I go, "Yes." And he looks at me and he says, "That'll never work. That'll never work. We've tried this yin-yang male-female show for years. It doesn't work." And I said, when David Lee Roth left Van Halen, they didn't get, this is an actual quote, they did not get a David Lee Roth sound-alike. They went out and they got Sammy Hagar, completely changed the sound of the band, and still sold millions of records. And he looked at me and he goes, "It'll never work." I said, "Then fire me first." And he said, "You really want to put your career on the line for Dana Wright?" And I said, "I'm willing to do it." And he said, "It's your life." And then I had to go convince her. That took 2 months.
My gratitude is internal. We have both outlasted that man that we both got along with. And we have
delightful man.
Not had a number one hit or sold any records.
No, but we've been number one for a while.
Yes, you're like the Grateful Dead.
Amen.
I do not know how this show gets ratings.
I've got one more quick story. Can I tell one more and then we'll move on to some other stuff? I just love going down memory lane sometimes. We got in big trouble one time. This was probably about 2-3 years after the show started. And we were getting hauled down to the GM's office. And we're walking down the stairs and Dana looks at me and she goes, "We're in big trouble, aren't we?" And I go, "Yeah, we're in big trouble." And she goes, "Oh God, oh God." I go, "Go in there. We're going to get a professional colonoscopy and don't say a word." Is that a direct quote?
Direct quote.
"We're going in for a professional colonoscopy and do not say a word." We sat down in those chairs. He was railing and railing. Face is all red. Veins are popping out of his neck. Neither one of us said a word. We got up and left.
And you're still here.
And so is she.
First time I have never said anything in a boss ever. I just sat there and went...
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. All right. Good talk. 913-586-7798 here on Still Around After All These Years, Dana and Parks.
Hey, Kansas City, coming up on Monday at 2 o'clock, she's got some shit to say.